877-381-8345.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Starting out the second hour of the show, and this hour we talk a lot about companies. And, you know, I got to tell you one that I think is an absolute sleeper, and they are sponsors on our site, so I have to say that in the interest of full disclosure, but that's a company called Amarillo Gold. Why do I say that? Well, I'm saying it for this reason. They just filed their 43-101 technical report dealing with the Mara Rosa pre-feasibility study, and listen to these numbers. Proven and probable reserves of 17.1 million tons at 1.72 grams per ton, yielding 945,200 ounces of contained gold recovery. I mean, those numbers are huge. In addition, they're talking about an initial mine life here of 7 years. And you can buy the stock for virtually nothing. I've got John Glanville and Vanessa Bogart on the line with me right now. John, what's going on here in terms of, let's talk first about this 43-101 tech report.
Well, Al, we're obviously very pleased to have this. You know, certainly a lot of companies have resources out there, but not a lot of companies have a reserve like that of, 945,000 ounces at 1.72 grams.
Right.
You know, it's a great grade. We're obviously very pleased to have passed the milestone. It didn't happen overnight, and it took a lot of work, and it didn't come in exactly on time, but it is done, and we're moving on. Some of the aspects of the feasibility study are already underway, and we hope to move to a decision to mine within a 6-month period here and then start the build.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting. I mean, do you have any thoughts about when you say reaching a decision, any thoughts about cap costs or anything like that, John?
Well, it's quite a conservative PFS, Al. That's what happens. The CapEx is going to be in the neighborhood of about $180 million, which includes building a power line and includes our trucking costs as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not out of line by any means. As you said, you know, it's a good reserve, a 7-year mine life, 124,000 ounces a year, and if gold hangs in here at these prices, and it's done that over the last couple of years, you know, I think a lot of people wondered whether it would stick and stay, and it certainly has, and a lot of people are calling for a lot higher gold spots. So, we think it's very economic, and we're very excited. We think it looks fantastic.
And you're continuing to explore, is my guess.
We are, and we've had a little bit of success so far. Our thinking is if we can find another 100,000 ounces, there's another year of mine life.
Exactly.
We've got 1,200 kilometers of strike length and altered structures to explore, and we just need to find. We don't need to find another Posse deposit. We just need to find a small fraction of that to make a big difference to our economics.
You know, I talked about the company with a buddy of mine, Mickey Fulp, who is a shareholder in Amarillo, and Mickey and I didn't talk as much, perhaps, as we should have about Amarillo itself, but we talked about the environment for offshore mining companies in Brazil. You know, and that's always a consideration when you look at some of the ups and downs that some of the companies have had in Argentina, as an example. Certainly more ups than downs, but you know, you go a little farther north and west of Brazil, and you've got Venezuela, and that's an absolute disaster. But after doing some study on Brazil and after chatting with Mick, it's a great environment for offshore mining companies. All you got to do is play by the rules, and the rules are very, very fair. The government, in my mind anyway, is very, very accommodative towards companies like Amarillo.
Well, certainly, Al. I mean, Brazil's got a long, long mining history. The largest mining company in the world is from Brazil, and we found it's very stable, very favorable. Our projects are, the Mara Rosa is permitted all along, and we think it's a great place to work. We've been there since 2003 and have yet to have a hiccup, and we continue to think that we're going to have continued success there.
Yeah. Well, you've got a great staff. You know, Ms. Bogart, as an example, you worked for Rio Tinto, where Buddy worked, and then you you followed Buddy, if I'm not mistaken, and the rest of the folks to Amarillo. Tell us a little bit about the manager of the company, would you?
Sure, Al. I've known Buddy for many years, and Buddy is a competent man. He is non-promotional, as a lot of people know. However, that's a good thing. He's a geologist, as we put it.
Yeah. And
puts his mind is in and his money in the ground. The company money.
Well, he definitely puts, you know, I bet you put some of his money into the ground, too.
Oh, yes, actually, indeed, yeah, that is.
Let's talk about some of the other members of the team.
All right. Well, we have Rick Brown is our VP of Business Development, and he's the one who actually found the project. He lives in Brazil. He's got his finger on the pulse down there. He is fluent in Portuguese, Spanish, and he's an ex-Australian patriot, so he's got the business mind of the West, so to speak, and
sure.
Down there in Brazil as a citizen, too. So it's a good balance there. Luis Carlos da Silva is our general manager, and he drilled off many of Jaguar's targets down, and he's been a geologist for about 20 years. Frank Baker is our mine manager. We acquired him about a year ago. He's put about 5 mines into production in different continents, so he's very competent as well, and we have a very strong board, and that's one of the reasons why we've been essentially independently financed to date.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like you guys to comment on that I think is really important, because it shows a little bit of the character of the company, but you talk about being independently financed, and, you know, let me tell you, when I first met Vanessa and John and Buddy, the thing that just absolutely amazed me was the fact that this company, up until the latest financing, which occurred in 2011, was solely financed internally by the board of directors and management. And I found that to be really, really interesting. I mean, they are so conservative in terms of capitalization. All of the private placements that were done initially, and there was a lot of money to be raised, you know, that was raised through those private placements, but none of the private placements had warrants. They were all just straight financing. And I asked Buddy, I said, Bud, why'd you do that? And he said, you know, I've got a really strong level of fiduciary responsibility towards our shareholders. I want to keep dilution to an absolute minimum. You cannot find fault with something like that. You guys have any comments?
Well, certainly, Al. You know, we're very proud of the money raised in the company. Everybody always wants to know, does management have any skin in the game? Well, some of our biggest shareholders outside of institutions are management. And as you said, you know, they did it without taking warrants, and we did it without going brokered until the most recent one. So, you know, when Buddy says he's looking out for shareholders, well, he knows who he's talking about. He's one of them, as is Rick Brown, as is all our board. You know, everybody at the company owns shares, and some of them own significant amounts of the shares. So as much as it's a public company and we look out for shareholders, we are shareholders too.
It's just all in all a very, very interesting situation. It is, for what it's worth, the only company that we follow on the Corlin Economics Report in Brazil. The reason for that is not because we have anything against Brazil, but it very definitely is because we don't know much about Brazil. Well, from what I've learned of late, it is a very, very good place to be. Now, Amarillo Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange. The symbol, if you want more information, AGC. On the venture exchange, the stocks closed. We were recording this on Thursday, and the stock closed Thursday at $1.12. I have to tell you, you know, I can't make any comments on whether or not I think that's positive or negative. But one of these days, you're going to be getting full disclosure notice from Big Al that in 3 days he's going to be buying some of the stock, because, you know, it's a situation that truly makes sense. Listen, for those of you who are at the Cambridge House show in Vancouver this weekend at the Vancouver Convention Center, drop by the Amarillo Gold booth, get to know John, get to know Vanessa, and the other folks who are going to be there. Please don't construe this as investment advice. I am not a registered investment advisor. Stick around. Big Al is going to be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the second segment of the second hour of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. You know, I'm chatting right now with my friends Corey Fleck and Carter Smith.
These guys represent more of a, well, certainly a different generation than most of the guests on our show and myself, in that they're a bit younger. We want to get their perspective on issues, because in doing that, I think we provide a much more well-rounded picture on what's going on. The question I have for these guys is, you know, in Thursday's Wall Street Journal, it was announced on the front page that the U.S. shuts offshore file share locker. First sentence basically says it all. The Federal Bureau of Investigation shut down one of the world's most popular file sharing websites. As a debate rages in Washington over whether to give the government new powers to crack down on internet pirates. Well, the question I have is, nobody condones breaking the law. There's absolutely no question about that. Does the FBI, in fact, have the ability to go into a foreign country and arrest people who are there, given the fact that they may or may not be American citizens? Let's start with you, Carter. What do you think about this?
I think it's pretty interesting. You know, every article that I've read on it doesn't really detail the raids. So if the FBI was acting in collusion with other foreign powers as far as police force and that kind of thing, then I guess there would be some grounds. But I find the whole case to be interesting in the fact that it appears that they're building everything around some private emails between the head of Mega Upload and their other affiliates and that sort of thing. And this case has been going on apparently for over 2 years, but indictments were just handed down. And my question for the FBI would be, you know, how did they secure the warrants for these private emails before the arrests were made? And it's just, to me, if that is in fact the case, I don't understand how they plan on building a case against these guys.
What I think is interesting is on Thursday, obviously, I watched the Republican debate, which I thought was great theater. But the question of SOPA was brought up to the candidates. And if I'm not mistaken, Congressman Paul, Speaker Gingrich, and Governor Romney all basically were very much against granting the government these new authorities. You know, as Congressman Paul said, if somebody breaks the law, you know, you handle it through the current law enforcement agencies in due process. And I would agree with that 100%. Another friend of mine, you know, he and I were chatting about this, and his comment was kind of interesting. He said, I think SOPA is an absolute bucket of worms, because there are so many ways. I mean, this thing is such an intricate example that I don't see the federal government having the ability to actually handle this thing effectively. From a Canadian perspective, Corey, what do you think, buddy?
Well, I think you're hit the nail right on the head there, where right after I found this interesting, right after people or the government came in and arrested these four people, there was a hacker group called Anonymous that attacked the U.S. Justice site and major entertainment company websites and managed to shut them down for a period of time. There was a tweet made that from one of these hackers that said, this is your guys' SOPA blackout term.
Yeah.
I think the U.S. government doesn't really realize what it's up against. This is a huge, almost enterprise that's out. It makes a lot of money. Apparently, this website that was just shut down was earning $175 million of ads and subscribers.
Right.
This is a huge industry that is hard to control because it's spread out throughout the world. And
yeah,
the U.S. trying to enter these other countries, whether they have assistance or they don't, is really stretching beyond their borders and trying to control something that will be very difficult, I think.
You know, I think if this movement wanted to obtain positive press, basically what should have been said, if in fact this was the case, is it should have been brought out that the New Zealand law enforcement authorities picked up these guys who are now being extradited to the United States, if that in fact is the case. I do not think it's a particularly good precedent for headlines around the world to say U.S. FBI goes into New Zealand, i.e. a foreign country, and arrests people who have not been proven guilty yet necessarily. I find that to be very, very interesting, to say the least. You know, where I have a little an issue here, and it was clarified in my mind in the debate on Thursday, and that was, I certainly am not saying that anyone should have the right to break the law. I'm not even close to saying that. But my issue here is, should the U.S. government have the authority to usurp other legal enforcement, law enforcement agencies around the world? And that, to me, is very, very troublesome. Carter, you think I'm nuts or you think I'm right on?
No, I think you're right on, and I want to touch briefly on something that Corey said as well. I mean, this really is kind of an unprecedented thing, if in fact it went down the way that the media is portraying it to go down. But a question that you have to think about, you know, if this is the road that we're going to go on, is how big is this problem really of Internet piracy? I mean, right now, all the statistics and the figures coming out of it are from the people that are crying foul. So,
yeah,
of course, they're going to be, you know, making it seem a lot worse than it is. But there's people out there that think that it's not as big of a problem as everybody's making it out to be. And with legislation like this, for a problem that we really don't understand the full scope of yet, for very vague legislation like this to kind of come through and allow the United States to, as you said, usurp jurisdictions and foreign powers and just kind of move into countries with free will and just arrest or abduct people without due process or the proper code of law, is a very scary prospect.
It's more than a very scary prospect. It's a terrifying prospect to me. It's, again, you know, nobody is saying what the Internet pirates, for lack of better terms, are doing is correct. I mean, stealing is illegal. It's real simple. We have copyright laws. It's real simple. That needs to be, they need to be addressed and they need to be enforced. But, the issue of the U.S. federal government having the ability to go around the world and pick people up, I think is just taking it, it's making it more complicated than it should be. It's, as Ron Paul, Congressman Paul, said in the debate on Thursday, he said, look, nobody's condoning this. It's simply a matter of how do we solve it. And the correct way to solve it is, let's keep big government out of it. We don't need big government by any stretch of the imagination. There are law enforcement agencies in place who can handle this situation and should handle this situation. And I don't know. Big government is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I have to tell you, that bothers Big Al an awful lot. It's not something that I certainly would condone. I thank God that we still have free speech in this country and that we can talk about these things. Hey, you guys, stick around. I'm going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer, is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, second hour. I am chatting right now with Peter J. Coletus. Peter is involved with a company that is a sponsor on our site. The company is Passport Potash. I've gotten numerous questions over the months concerning Passport Potash. Let me just say right up front, here's my official notice. I will be buying shares in Passport out of the open market 3 days after you hear this. That would be next Wednesday. So Big Al will be going back in the market and buying shares. I'm doing it because it's my opinion, and this is not investment advice. This is just me talking, telling you how I came to my conclusion. They had some growing pains. I think the growing pains are behind them, and I like the industry a lot. Having said that, Peter, you guys have come out with some meaningful news releases in the last month or so. You just raised a little over $6.5 million. Most of that money was put into the company by your largest shareholders, your management and directors and officers, etc. Also took place in that private placement. I'll tell you what I like about that. You guys have skin in the game, and it shows that you believe what you're doing. Give me the highlights, will you?
Well, Al, in December of 2011, we decided to tap into the public markets. We raised $7.5 million at 18 cents with a half warrant at 20 cents. And just like you mentioned, a lot of our largest shareholders participated in the financing. Dr. Phil Frost, who is our largest shareholder, took down the most amount out of all of the participants that participated in the financing.
Mm-hmm.
Management, as you mentioned, as well as a couple of institutions out of Toronto.
Yeah, put that. Okay, and they took some of it down also. So basically, in terms of capital, two things have happened. Number one, the folks involved with the company put their money where their mouth was, which I applaud. And number two, you will not need to raise any more money in the foreseeable future. Now, having said that, you have made some new additions to the management team. For example, you've got a new director and chairman of the board. Now, this individual is, in my opinion, more than qualified to assist Josh in running this company. Tell us about him.
David Salisbury is a high-level executive who worked over 17 years with Rio Tinto.
Mm-hmm.
He's managed mines. He's put mines into operation. He's dealt with local governments, state governments, well as governments on the federal level. He's a very high-level individual who we think brings a lot to the table for Passport, and I think is going to be integral and instrumental in helping the company move forward.
Well, when you look at his resume and you look at what he did with Resolution Copper Mining, yes, he did some very, very good things there. Rather than elaborate on that, I'm just going to say if you folks have an interest, click on their banner on our site and then just go to this press release and it will tell you all about what Mr. Salisbury is all about. He is very definitely a real professional when it comes to the mining industry. So he is now the chairman of the board. Now you have another director that was just added. Tell me a little bit about him.
This morning we just announced the addition of Dennis Akis.
Yep.
Dennis is a leading expert in Native American negotiations. He's been involved in all sorts of negotiations throughout the years, has worked for several different administrations in Washington, and was very instrumental in actually, you know, obtaining the co-op agreement that we currently have with the Hopi tribe at this time.
Things are looking better and better and better. And one of the reasons that I'm happy for you guys is, you know, as listeners know, we were down visiting the property in the Holbrook Basin less than a year ago. And we, in terms of a group of very hardworking individuals, that impressed me a lot, I have to say. The experience that Josh and the rest of the folks, these two new members in particular, have in the mining industry, I think is very definitely substantial, number one. And number two, I think it's a good thing, and that's a reason that I'm reestablishing my position in Passport Potash, because it strikes me that with the management team in place now, with the capital that you guys have, Pete, the sky's the limit, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I've never been involved in a project that's got such potential in terms of sheer size and scope. This is a project. I've been down there now three times. I've been down to the basin. We've done a couple property tours, and we've taken investors down there. And the excitement of just the overall project and the whole, you know, town of Holbrook, within a 90-mile radius, there's a dire need for work.
Yep.
There's a 15 to 20% unemployment rate. Everybody understands the significance of a project of this sort of magnitude and the kinds of jobs and, you know, economic activity that it can bring to the region. It really is an exciting project, and I think with the two new board member additions, it really shows the market that we are very, very serious in moving this project forward, and look forward to, you know, I myself personally really look forward to new developments as we move forward.
You know, the thing that I find intriguing about it is I am very interested in the agricultural industry. I did an editorial last week on a bill, Senate Bill 510, dealing with the agricultural industry, and I'm very interested in that. And it really doesn't pertain to Passport, but I'm interested in agriculture because, you know what, if you can't eat, you're done. It's as simple as that. In conversations that I've had with Josh, your president, Ali Rahumtura, who is on your board of directors, you know, I've realized the significance of potash. And there are a lot of companies out there that are mining, looking for potash. Some of them have found the asset, but they're at such great depths that you're looking at a capex of over $1 billion. The interesting thing about Holbrook, as I understand it, is your asset is pretty close to the surface.
As a matter of fact, Al, it's on average anywhere between 800 to 1,300 feet in depth.
Yeah.
A lot of the projects up in Saskatchewan can range from 3,000 to 7,000 feet in depth. So
yeah.
Yes, you are right in that by saying that the Holbrook Basin is the shallowest deposit in North America that's not yet fully developed.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, one other thing that's a big advantage of this particular basin is the infrastructure. There's rail, water, power, all within the basin. Port of Long Beach, California is 550 miles west. If we want to ship our product to India and China, infrastructure's there. Another keynote is that the U.S. produces only 1 million finished tons a year, but is a net importer of about 9 million tons.
Right.
So even within a 500-mile radius, we have all of the infrastructure in place to be a domestic supplier of potash within the U.S., and that's a big advantage that we have over a lot of the other junior potash producers that are out there at this point in time.
Oh, it's a huge advantage. What can investors, potential investors, expect to see during the first quarter of this year from Passport?
Well, back in December, we announced that we had engaged an engineering firm called Urquhart, which was going to complete our initial resource. In that press release, we said that we would have it to market by the first quarter of 2012. We are on track for that. And as a matter of fact, Urquhart conducted a site visit this week. They have all the data that they need to move forward, and we do anticipate initial resource to be out by Q1 2012.
Okay, there you have it from Passport Potash. Remember, as I said, Miguel's going to reestablish his position in this company next Wednesday. That gives you 3 days' notice before I do anything. Number one, when I say reestablished, I had purchased shares in Passport before, sold them because Big Al needed some money to pay taxes, but I'm reestablishing my position right now. Listen, the rest of you guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with Jeff Deist. Jeff is Congressman Ron Paul's chief of staff. He's a golfing buddy of mine and just a good friend in general. He's our go-to person whenever we're talking about big government, et cetera, because Jeff is right in the thick of it, for lack of better terms. I want to start out this segment by saying, you know, people have often said, why do you talk about government when the show really is, you know, it's entitled The Corlin Economics Report? And the reason is because I feel that politics and investing are very, very closely related. You know, it's kind of like one represents the left hand and one represents the right hand. Jeff, would you agree with that?
I would, Alan. You know, you don't hear this phrase very often anymore, but people used to use the term political economy almost as a subject area to study in college or something like that. But unfortunately, in America, they are deeply intertwined. I think that's a big part of our problem.
Oh, boy, there's no question about that. And, you know, as your boss brought out in the debate on Thursday night, where I think he really did a really, really great job, you know, that is the big problem. And I think some of the other candidates also realize that 100%. I think Mitt Romney's a good example of somebody who does realize that. But listen, we're not talking politics here necessarily. We're talking big government. A number of things happened this past week. You know, the one that caught my attention on Friday was the fact that the administration has said that birth control pills for women have to be given away free by all providers. And, boy, I find that to be interesting. You know, in a supposedly a free market economy, the administration is saying, give out them birth control pills, no co-pays, no anything. And I just, that one got my attention, and I don't particularly want you to comment on that. I just want listeners to know that that's just another piece of frosting on this very, very rotten cake. SOPA. They talked about that on the debate last night. I chatted earlier briefly with a couple of my young friends about it. They are very, very anti-SOPA. We talked about the latest thing that came out dealing with the people who were picked up by the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation in New Zealand. I question that activity. I find it very, very interesting that liberals are really rallying against SOPA, as are most of the conservatives. But it would appear that somebody's going to try to push this legislation through. Another example of big government, Jeff. What's your opinion on that one?
There's actually some good news on this front. The Senate was scheduled to vote, I believe, this coming Tuesday on the Senate version of this, and now the Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, has pushed that vote off. And I think there's a very good reason for that, and that is the unbelievable amount of grassroots activism that took place the middle of this week. As you know, Al, a lot of the big websites like Google, Craigslist, Wikipedia, and some others had a blackout day on Wednesday on their websites to protest this, and people had to click through and learn more about SOPA. The Hill, both the Senate and House side, every member of Congress received hundreds and hundreds of phone calls that day. So it was a great, great example of grassroots activism. But what's encouraging about this is I think it is sort of bringing back what used to be a very libertarian streak amongst the tech community. You know, early on in the back in the 90s when America was really booming in software, a lot of the people involved in that industry didn't want to wanted the government to leave the internet alone and leave software alone. And as an example of that, Microsoft, even when it was a very large company, didn't start lobbying, didn't even have a lobbyist until, you know, fairly recently in their history. So hopefully, you know, we're getting back to that, and people who understand the power of the internet and don't want governments anywhere, including our own government, interfering with it are really starting to wake up. And you know, I've worked on and off for Ron here in Washington over a number of years, and I would say this is one of the biggest organized protests I've ever seen.
And I say good for the protesters. I would agree with them. I find it interesting that the Wall Street Journal, in an op-ed on, I believe it was Thursday of last week, Wednesday or Thursday of last week, came out rather strongly in favor of SOPA. And I guess my question is, why would they do that? I mean, I don't understand it. Do you?
Well, it's amazing what people will accept in terms of combating privacy or even under some sort of a strange version of property rights. Obviously, there are differing viewpoints amongst libertarians and conservative folks about intellectual property. But if you read Stephen Kinsella, an attorney in Dallas, he writes some very, very strong, makes some very strong arguments against intellectual property from a libertarian perspective. But nonetheless, at the end of the day, I think Wall Street Journal's reputation is suffering, and deservedly so. That Wall Street Journal is a business magazine. It's not a capitalism or free market magazine. There's a big difference because, you know, Al, business and government are wedded at the hip at this point in America.
Yeah, and that, as your boss brought out in the debate last Thursday, that is something that is very, very detrimental for the economy. I mean, with all of the regulations, with all of the big government, which is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, that we have right now, it is very detrimental to business. And to me, it is absolutely amazing that the other side of the aisle, i.e. the Democrats and more of the Republicans, don't understand that. It's incredibly detrimental to business.
Well, one industry where America is still at the very top, if not supreme, is the web and software.
Sure.
You know, hardware is now being produced cheaper overseas. You know, we're not selling as many PCs, that sort of thing, with the exception, of course, of the iPads and the mobile devices. But, you know, if there's one area in terms of jobs and industry where, for God's sake, let's keep the government out and let's keep being an innovator and somebody at the top of the heap, it's tech. So hopefully we're going to kill this SOPA thing before it gets a chance to go anywhere.
Well, and one thing I want to stress to listeners, and every time I talk about this, I bring up this point, and that is Big Al is certainly not saying it's okay to break the law. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying big government, and I'm not going to say this again, big government does not have, it's not their place to go in and handle this. It's the place of the law enforcement agencies. We don't need big government coming in. And, for example, in the case of this thing in New Zealand, and I'm not condoning what those guys were doing at all, but the New Zealand authorities should have arrested those guys, okay? And then whether or not they were incarcerated prior to trial or out on bail or whatever, it doesn't matter. But that should not have been the FBI agents. We don't need any more of this. Jeff, let's switch subject. Let's go over a little bit to Senate Bill, I believe it's 510, has to do with giving the government more say in agricultural affairs. I'm against it. What does Jeff Dice think?
Well, we saw what a great job the federal government did with its ag programs during the Great Depression. when people were paid to grow certain crops that were then left to rot by railroad tracks, etc., while other parts of the country experienced hunger.
Yeah.
So, we don't need to get into a situation where, like the Soviet Union, we try to have centralized planning of crops and prices and that sort of thing. But, look, at the end of the day, farm subsidies have been sacrosanct in America for a long, long time, and hopefully that day is coming to an end. But what we really need is freer farming, we need to allow things like industrial hemp to be grown. We need to allow people to produce, unpasteurized milk and sell it locally if that's what they care to do. There's nothing magic about ag that makes it work better with government management as opposed to, market forces.
I want you to tell me one thing in this entire universe that works better with government management. Just one. That's all.
Well, a lot of people make the argument that national defense is the ultimate public good that can only be provided by government. That's I'll leave that to people who are smarter than me.
Well, your boss made another good point on that issue last night on the debate, when he was talking about the huge debt problem in the United States and the money that we're spending in parts of the world where they don't even want us and they don't even need us. And I agree with that 100%. And I think that's a good point. I suppose, in the Constitution, if I'm not mistaken, it says first and foremost, the federal government is to provide for a national defense, right?
That is an enumerated power, definitely.
And that's where we ought to be. Absolutely no question about it. Jeff, any final thoughts?
No, but I hope you get some warm weather out there on the West Coast so you can play golf, Al.
Pretty tough to do. It's about 23 degrees outside right now. I cannot tell you how cold it is. But the little blonde lady and our pooch are out on the golf course right now, and the pooch is frolicking around. Hey, you guys out there, I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been a fun one to put together. Again, if you're anywhere near Vancouver, British Columbia this Sunday, drop by the Cambridge House International Investment Conference and say hello.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.